You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
Today, it's often politicians who get criticized for being wishy-washy, rather than the soup getting criticized for being wishy-washy.
That's what they say. I'm Rebecca Kruth. Good morning. With us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Welcome, Ann.
Good morning.
A listener named Cheryl asked us about this. It was actually lumped into a different grammar question that she asked. But at the end, Cheryl said, why are people so wishy-washy? And Cheryl, I can almost see you throwing your hands up in frustration. I don't know if we can answer that, but I'm sure we could take a closer look at wishy-washy, right, Anne?
Absolutely. Last week, we talked about reduplicated forms with teetotaler. And today we're also going to talk about reduplicated forms because wishy-washy is a reduplicated form. Here you have a vowel variation, but it's formed from washy. And then you just add the nonsense wishy to the front of wishy-washy. Once I looked into the history of this word, it made total sense, but I really hadn't thought about it. When wishy-washy first came into use, late 1700s, it was used to describe drinks, soup or a drink, as being weak or sloppy.
Kind of watery, maybe.
Watery, which again makes total sense that it's washy, wishy-washy. For example, here's one from 1791. He looked at the broth and condemned it for wishy-washy stuff. And I will say the quote actually doesn't use the word condemned. It used D --D. And I'll let people fill that in however they want.
Use your imagination.
Then from there, referring with drinks, and then from there it is used figuratively for people who are in feeble condition, weak, sickly. Here's an example again from the 18th century. A good seaman he is, not your freshwater, wishy-washy, fair weather fowls. Right? So sort of weak. Mm-hmm. And then you start to see it used for feeble in character, unsubstantial, trifling. Here's an example from the late 18th century. A lord without money be but a foolish, wishy-washy kind of thing. Or people refer to a silly, wishy-washy style of writing. Now, how do you use the word wishy-washy?
When I use wishy-washy, I think I'm thinking of somebody who can't really take a stand on something. I see it used a lot with politicians.
That is absolutely, when we looked in the database, that is where you see it most often. And that's how I use it as well. Someone who's indecisive, just isn't making a decision, can't make a decision, they're being wishy-washy. You'll notice that in that history, I didn't include that, but it's a more recent meaning. You'll find it in modern dictionaries for indecisive. You will find, for example, in American Heritage, the meaning lacking in purpose or weak. And the example they give in that dictionary is a wishy-washy response. And I thought, I was trying to think in my head, if someone said, she gave me a wishy-washy response, I maybe could interpret it as weak, but I might interpret it as she wouldn't make a decision. She wouldn't say yes, she wouldn't say no, she gave me a wishy-washy response.
It was kind of a non-response, basically.
Right, and a non-answer, as if I'd asked something and then I couldn't get a decisive response. So I do think, and I hadn't realized this, that there may be some ambiguity going on with wishy-washy in terms of whether people mean indecisive or whether people just mean weak, unsubstantial. But it certainly is a playful, insulting way to say that someone is being indecisive. I think if we were to say that answer was indecisive, that is less harsh than saying that answer was wishy-washy.
Well, there's nothing wishy-washy about that. Thanks so much, Anne.
Have a good one.
Anne Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And if you have a question about our ever-changing language, email us at language@michiganradio.org.